Harmony proposes shutting down its layer one, moving one to Ethereum. Harmony proposed shutting down its layer one blockchain and reissuing its one token as an ERC-20 on Ethereum, according to a September 7, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The plan arrived 7 years after Harmony launched its mainnet, and less than a month after an exploit minted billions of forged tokens. The proposal is non-binding and does not yet fix a firm timeline or attach itself to a governance vote. It reads as a direction of travel rather than a settled decision. Still, the framing is unusual. An independent chain publicly weighing whether to stop being a chain at all and live on as a token elsewhere. The exploit that forced the question on August 12th, an attacker used a vulnerability to mint nearly 4 billion unauthorized ONE tokens, roughly 26% of total supply. An external account claimed about 2.8 billion of those tokens reached exchanges, though Harmony has not confirmed that figure. Harmony disclosed the vulnerability the same day, and on August 17th, announced a planned rollback to an August 11th checkpoint. The reversal would discard 109,126 regular transactions and 315 staking transactions. A separate deadline of September 10th was set for users to exit smart contracts, after which validators may begin shutting down. A supply inflation of that size is close to unrecoverable through normal means. Forged tokens that reach exchanges mix into order books and become hard to distinguish from legitimate holdings. A rollback claws back the ledger, but it also erases real user activity in the discarded window. Migration to a new token standard is the cleaner reset. Define who held what at a fixed snapshot, then issue fresh tokens that carry no history of the mint. The migration mechanism. Under the plan, a final network snapshot would record every one balance. New ERC-20 tokens would then be airdropped to the corresponding Ethereum addresses, with no claims required from users. The snapshot is meant to cover the full stack of holders: ordinary wallets, staking delegations, validator rewards, smart contracts, and balances sitting on centralized exchanges. Removing the claim step matters. Claim-based migrations routinely strip out a slice of supply because holders miss deadlines, lose keys, or never see the announcement. A direct airdrop to matching addresses keeps the distribution intact and shifts the operational burden onto Harmony rather than onto users. Validators get their own line item. A pool of $1.372 million would compensate operators who cease running nodes on time, keep their stakes, and agree to serve as governors of the migrated token. That is an attempt to keep the network's operators aligned through the wind down, instead of watching them exit early and fracture the process. The governance bar. For any of this to happen, the proposal has to clear Harmony's own governance. Passage requires 51% of total stake to participate and 66.7% to vote in favor, following a 7-day introduction period and a 14-day voting window. Those are meaningful thresholds. A supermajority of a 2/3 bar on top of a majority of stake quorum is not a rubber stamp, especially for a decision as final as shutting the chain. The rollback and the exit deadlines have already been set in motion, but the token migration itself still hangs on the vote. A signal about layer one economic strip, away the exploit, and a broader question remains. Running an independent layer one means paying for security, validator incentives, and infrastructure indefinitely. When the token's market position weakens, that cost stops paying for itself. Choosing to become an ERC-20 on Ethereum swaps a chain's own security budget for Ethereum's and swaps a thin native liquidity pool for access to the deepest one in the ecosystem. For readers who hold assets across multiple chains, the practical lesson is about counterparty and platform risk at the base layer. A blockchain is not automatically permanent. Where you hold value, and whether that venue can absorb a supply shock, is part of the same custody calculus that applies to any self-custody wallet or exchange balance. It is also a reminder that stablecoin and token settlement rails inherit the health of the chain beneath them, which is one reason stablecoin spending products tend to concentrate on a handful of well-secured networks. This is analysis, not financial advice. The proposal is early, the vote has not happened, and the terms could change before anything is finalized.